Church. It is a blessing to be here.
Amen.
Thank you, my brother, for this precious song. Beautiful. I never heard that way. And he's still great, isn't he? God is great. And it's always wonderful to sing about his greatness. Today is get to that point in a year. I don't know how many of you have going to stores. And you pass by and then somebody, at you. We went to Home Depot quite a few times purchasing things for the church. And there was this huge statue there. Every time we passed by, it would say, And I felt like saying something, be quiet. But it's, I don't know, there is this fascination with evil. Fascination is it is getting more and more. Now, before it was the last week of October that we saw those things. Now, they are so desperate that they sometimes started in July. We already see those. And we drive by some neighborhood, it looks like a cemetery. And what is said is that is being given to our children, is implanting our children those images to make them desensitized with evil. If you call evil normal, then normal becomes normal. And this is the sad part. We entitled the message for today, A Grave Lie. Do you know the word grave has different meaning? A severe lie. But also the grave. It talks about the dead. So I did this intentionally to give two meanings in one single expression. A grave lie that refuses to die. And that's what we'll be talking about today. We'll be looking to this text into details later on. So as we mentioned, today's message, a grave lie that refuses to die. Why refuse to die? Because it has been around and is multiplying like a pest. It's multiplied so fast. I understand that some companies spend a lot of money, a lot of research to find a medicine for COVID, a medicine for this, medicine for that. And yet, one of the deadliest diseases that we have in our society is being fed, not killed. No effort is being made to continue with this lying. Definition of what is a lie. I was amazed that, you see, as English is my second language. And as you notice, sometimes you can see my accent, you can hear a few things that we do. And sometimes we try to pronounce one word, we end up pronouncing something else. And some of you have been always, throughout the years, gracious, and you never remind me, oh, Pastor, you said this, but it actually is that's the way you pronounce. Believe me, I feel very blessed to be able to communicate with you. And I believe that everybody who makes effort to speak your language, you should applaud them, right? At least we are making our best. Those of us, this English is our second language, we know that we do our best. And sometimes English can be very complicated when it's supposed to be simple. Now, the lie. There is a lie that can be both sense, to lie, not to tell the truth, and lie down. And there's many other things. So the lie that we talk about today is not being truthful. To make an untrue statement with intent to deceive. The intent is to destroy the truth, is to kill. And before we give you a list of some lies, I'd like to say to you, I don't think there is any sin more dangerous to us than lie. Because lie is a direct attack to the persona of God. God is truth, and lie is a complete denial of God. She was lying when she said she didn't know him. That's very common. He lied about his grades, about his service, about his money, about his house, about this, and the list goes on. The lies we tell ourselves to feel better and end up we just become bitter after a while. And then it says, definition of a lie again, to create a false or misleading impression. A statistic. And by the way, our government, it doesn't matter who party is on control, lies to the civilization a lot. A lot. But it's to the level that you cannot even imagine. Because what they do, they want to promote, you know, to make sure that they are labeled by the country that they have done a good job. So they fix the numbers. And sometimes they are cut doing those things. They have done this in the past, and this happens all the time. But sometimes even companies do this with the intent to sell a product. They scare the public with the false numbers, and the public goes and get a shot here, a shot there, a shot everywhere, because they are so scared, and those things are happening. His show of remorse was a lie. Some people sometimes, when they are caught lying, they say, I'm sorry, which is another lie. Instead of say, I'm really, I will never do this, I have to pay you back even more than I supposed to. He lied his way out of trouble. Now, if you lie, you get yourself more in trouble. It's just delaying the consequences. A liar. A person who communicates a lie or lies is called a liar. Morally, spiritually speaking, what is a lie? Lie has a negative and an evil connotation. And depending on how and where it is used, it will be a subject to social, legal, spiritual, and or even criminal consequence. I'm not here to be political, but there was a person who was in front of the FBI and said 39 times, I don't recall. You know, when the people would take that much time to say, I don't recall, they should just arrest the person and take it to a psych place that says, you know, you're lost in your mind, so we have to intern you to put you in a nut house because you lost your mind. You don't recall anything. The book, The Day America Told the Truth, by James Pearson and Peter Kim, says this. 91%, by the way, this is 12 years old information, okay? Today is way worse, much worse. 91% of those surveyed lie regularly about unimportant matter because they say, oh, this is not important, so it's okay to lie because the consequence is not going to affect the person that much. And 36% lie about important things. 86% lie repeatedly to their parents. Those of you who are parents, watch out. 75% to friends. What kind of friends is that, huh? 73% to siblings, brothers and sisters, and 69% to their spouses. Ouch, no wonder why there's so much divorce. Daily Bread, August 28, 1992, was when this book was published. As I said, if you look at the statistics today, probably this is going to be just is irrelevant. Types of lies. Here's a list. By the way, I realized by studying this that you can actually fool a whole dictionary as thick as this Bible only on the subject of lies. Barefaced lie. A big lie. I'm not going to define all of them. I'm just going to go over the list. To deflect. You know when you try to distract some people in a different direction? A cover up. I don't recall. There you go. Types of lies. Defamation. Some people think that, I heard this. By the way, I don't tell anybody that I said this to you. Honestly, I don't think it's true. So if you don't think that it's true, why are you helping to pass it on. Some people call gossip, you know, defamation, when you're trying to say something and you're so careless and you don't realize that you're killing somebody else's reputation. Disinformation. Have you heard that lately a lot? Why they call disinformation? Because it looks like it's a fancy word to describe something very nasty. Intentionally lie. Fake news. By the way, fake news are not news at all. People today, they are hired to be journalists, and they are not journalists. They are just people with a big mouth and a big opinion about everything. And I'm not talking about one side or the other. Everybody has an opinion about everything. We are in a very opinionated world right now. Half truth. Anybody know what a half truth is? A lie. There's no such thing as a half truth. You cannot have a 99.999% truth. It's 100% a lie. And that is the deception that many people fall for it. An honest lie. This is too much. How can it be honest if it's a lie? I can believe this. And I put the spell, I mean, how to pronounce over there to remind myself how to pronounce this. Jokos. That's Jokos. Yeah, that's the way to say it. That means when it says, I'm just joking. It's so much used, especially among young people, is used this a lot. They do something that is harmful, and then to get away with it, they come with another lie. They say, I'm just joking. Don't joke with what it kills, because it is a killing instrument that the devil uses. Lying by omission. It's a lie when you intend to. By the way, there are sometimes that we tell people what we think that they want to hear, but we have an intent for them to hear something that's correct, but for them to have a different understanding. That is a lie as well. Have you people say, wow, you look so good today. Oh, I like your haircut. Oh, your dress. Wow, where did you buy this? Where went to shop with this? It's all baloney. It's all lies, because sometimes they don't even see you. They are just saying this just to make you as big as a balloon. And then they come with a little pin. Yeah, that's what a lies are. A store manager once heard a clerk tell a customer, no, ma'am, we haven't had any for a while. And it doesn't look like we're going to have any soon. The manager became so horrified. He came running and said to the customer, of course, we'll have some soon. We placed an order last week. It will be here anytime. Please come back. Then the manager went to the clerk and brought him to the side and started talking to him. He says, never. Do you understand? Never. Never, never say we are out of anything. Do you know why, right? Because some customers, they come for one thing and they don't find that, but they buy something else. So it is important business for to have the customer and your business. If you have something or you don't, but your customer needs to be there. And so that's what the manager says. Say we are... Tell them we got it in order. It's coming. It's coming. Just tell them it's coming. Now, what was she wanted anyway? Rain, sir. The clerk said to her, we are talking about rain. This poor guy got a lot of talk from the managers, because notice that what he did here, this is looks like a joke and everything else. But in business, they do this every single day. Perjury. By the way, there are a lot of people serving office that are supposed to be in jail. a lot. Lie in trade. Some people think that it's lie is fine. How many of you have seen sign that says 0.5%, 50% off, 40% off? Off what? If you bite on those things, I'm sorry to you. Very sorry for you. Fraud refers to the act of inducing other people to believe in a lie and just to secure material and financial gain. Also, equivocation. That's a technical. When somebody, and by the way, lawyers sometimes are trained just for this, try to put something in written in such a way that you can do whatever you want with it. If a person says, well, you said this. No, I meant this. And at the end, all you said, oh, it was not the intent. And that's why sometimes they pay a lot of money for people to create those situations. What about minimizing things is a form of lie. Or exaggerating things is also a form of lie. When somebody asks you, by the way, what do you do? And sometimes the tendency says, I want to look good, so I exaggerate things. I just become a little friendly with the numbers and I try to inflate the numbers. And people do this a lot. In church, in business, in relationships, people do this a lot. Sometimes we do not give enough credit to other people, and sometimes we give too much credit to ourselves as well. That's forms of lies. A polite lie. How can you be polite if you're lying, you're being untruth? This is the one that gets the biggest break in our society. A fib. It's so little, it doesn't hurt anybody. Yeah, it's just like this little bug that gets in your system. And in a few hours, you're in bed with fever and everything else. It's a tiny little thing. It doesn't kill. Every lie is a killer. Every lie kills. Kills relationships, kills everything else. Here's a list. The check is on the mail. This day, a lot of people don't use checks anymore. Now we just have all the ways to. I will send you the money. I'll send you next week or Monday, and never comes. I will start my diet tomorrow. Yeah, we getting close to that time of the year when everybody makes promise to the next year. I'll go on diet, and money cheerfully refunded. Not really. One size fits all. That is a big lie. This offer limited to the first 100 people. I don't know how many of you get emails like this. Don't click on it. Just put in the trash or block, because that's a lot. You're going to get. Sometimes they send you a picture that says, if you answer this survey, we're going to send you this. And then you read the small print, it will be given for the first 100 that send in. And you're 101. Your luggage isn't lost. It is only misplaced. Leave us your information and we will get back to you. This hurts me more than hurts you. Really? So let's try. It says, open wide. It won't hurt a bit. This should be a crime when a dentist used that line to you, right? I have never been in a dentist that didn't hurt. Let's have lunch sometime. And you wait, and you wait. That's a good way to fast, is to believe a lie when it says, let's have a lunch sometimes. You can lose some weight that way. Now, in Proverbs 22, verse 6, it says, train children to live the right way. And when they are old, what will happen? They will have values. I'm going to use the word value here, and I please understand the meaning of it. Some people try to have children that is worth something to them, but they don't teach the children to have values. So a children that is raised without values live a cheap lifestyle because they are raised without values. They have no value. You know what I mean? I'm using the word in both senses. If you raise a child that is worth nothing to you, you will not take the time to imprint values to that child. Third John, verse 4, because there's only one chapter. I could have no greater joy than to hear that my children are following the truth. And it is wonderful to see my children and those that marry my children and my grandchildren following the truth. It's wonderful to say this. In Proverbs 22, verse 6, in a version, a New Century Version says, train children to live the right way, and when they are old, they will not stray from it. And this is what we see. This is kind of a picture of Eve. Now, how many of you here have ever seen a horse speak? Unless you're Balaam, you never saw, right? Balaam saw. But sometimes there was some of you may remember here, there was a show on television. If you remember, you have to have a gray hair. It called Mr. Ed. Mr. Ed was a horse that talked. Of course, he didn't talk. Only the bird. It just, the people making the horse put some, something for him to, the dog to chew it, and then they put somebody behind with a voice and record the voice. That's the same thing with cartoons. That is the same thing that they use. Do you see somebody behind Eve? And she's looking at the serpent. By the way, the serpent did not tempt Eve, okay? Let's give a break to the little nasty little fella you have to keep ourselves away from them because they are dangerous. But Satan used the serpent. And the serpent moved her mouth, and Satan was talking to Eve. And he said something to her. Then the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die. That is the mother of all lies. Of all lies. This lie is older than 6,000 years. What do you mean, Pastor? We have been around as humans for 6,000 years, and that's when Eve was created. No, this is the same lie that he used in heaven. And he got 1/3 of the angels. You know what this lie is all about? You can do wrong and there is no consequence. This is what our society is talking today. People that says, if you're clever, you get away with it. No, you don't. You pay the price. Sooner or later, you will pay. Every lie kills. Kills relationships, kills you, and takes away your eternal life. You will die. Believe me. And if you look ourselves every day in the mirror, we can see that we are dying little by little. That is the physical death. But those that do not believe in God is going to die forever. For God knows, that's the second lie. He comes. For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be open. By the way, God did not create them blind. Did God create Adam and Eve blind? No. Their eyes were open. 20/20. And then it says, no, million a million. There was the 20/20 of us, just us. And you will be like God. Another lie. Why? Another lie. Because in Genesis chapter 1, 26, 27 says, he made us into his image. They were already like God. So then comes another lie. Knowing good and evil. And this is one of the worst of all lies, because even today, from the pulpit, there are people preaching that God is both good and evil. Sometimes we do so naturally that we don't even realize. We take the attributes or qualities or defects or whatever you want to call it from the destroyer, and we are putting them, we are labeling God as the destroyer. We take from one who caused death, and we say that God is the creator, is the one who is causing death. We are using this all the time, and the society has been contaminated to such a level that a lot of people have denied completely faith in anything because they cannot understand how can God be a creator and a destroyer at the same time. How can God be love and evil at the same time, or hate? And this is what Satan did. That's how he started here on earth. He started this in heaven too. That's why he got 1/3 of the angels there. And you know what happened to them after they rebel against God? I understand. I think it's implicit in the story that it took a while before they were cast out of heaven. And the Bible said they were sent to the abyss. The abyss is another expression for also for the grave. They commit a grave situation in heaven, and they were sent to where they chose to be, in a grave, the big abyss. And guess what? Every single of us, when we go to the grave, we don't have to fear that abyss, because we are going there just to rest. Because God has provided a way for us out. You will not surely die. But the Bible does say, the wages of sin, what it does it say?
Death.
Is?
Death.
The wages of sin is death. But if you continue reading that verse, it says, but the gift of God is eternal life. This verse in itself makes a distinction. It says, don't mix those two. They don't belong together. Death comes from here. Life comes from here. Don't say that they come from the same one. They don't. Life comes from the creator. Death comes from the destroyer. Please put this in this beautiful mind of yours, and let God be more attractive to your mind. You belong to your father, the devil, Jesus Christ says, when people were started behaving, claiming to be good, but they actually act evil. And you want to do what he wants, the devil. He was a murderer from the beginning. From how long?
Beginning.
So who create evil?
No.
God?
No.
Who creates Satan?
God.
No. God did not create Satan. God created Lucifer. An angel of light, because that's the word in Latin, what that means, okay? This name is not in the Bible. This is just a Latin word for describe. He created an angel of light. He chose to become darkness. He chose to oppose God, and he became responsible for not only his future death, but the death of every single death that ever existed, because he has been a murderer from the beginning. And it was against the truth. Who is the truth?
God
is the truth, because there is no truth in him. Why? Because he pushes God out of his life. So no longer truth was in him. When he tells a lie, he shows what he is really like. That means it's his nature. Just like the nature of God is love and kindness and mercy, the nature of Satan, the destroyer, is death, because he is a liar and the father of all lies. So what happens when you are lying? You become adopted. When you start liking too much lies, you become adopted. You probably look at your birth certificate and it's probably have a different name there. because you become adopting somebody else as your parent. So don't join that family. Don't join destruction, because destruction is going to cost everything you are, everything you can be. He said to her, eat. Some of you go to the restaurant and you eat. Some of you don't even ask, don't even want to know how your food is being cooked. All you want to know is, it tastes good. I don't care how, and I don't want to ask where it comes from. It's so just so good. I eat that stuff. You will die. Oh, yes. That's what he told her. Eat. Isn't what he said to her? Take a bite. Evil plus death ends up being what?
Devil.
The devil. Mix death with evil, you get devil. The one who does evil. That's all it's all about. Yes, disguised as a serpent, but it was him behind the whole thing. Be careful what you believe. Maybe the middle of everything that you believe could be a big lie. Be careful. Yes, he is still saying to everybody, you will not die. How many of you have heard the expression, oh, we're going to bring his body to the church? Talking about a dead person. Have you heard that expression? It's common in our culture. Seventh-day Adventists use, everybody use. We refer to a dead person as the body. That is theologically wrong. It is a person. A dead person, but is a person. Why? Because when we say a body, we, without realizing, we have accepted the lie that Satan says, you will not die. Your body may die, but you will be going somewhere. Or purgatory, or on a vacation in another place, you're going to be somewhere. No, you're not going to be anywhere. You're going to be in the grave. And that's the grave lie about the whole thing, is to say that only part of you go to the grave, but actually you're never going to die. Satan is saying, and sometimes we are endorsing the same lie we are accepting. I have heard Seventh-day Adventist preachers and teachers, and sometimes even our Sabbath school lesson, saying, and the soul. We are using the same lies that Satan has said. By the way, how many of you here have a soul? Anybody has a soul?
We are all living soul.
Anybody has a soul? We do not have a soul. We are a soul. And you don't have to say, I am a living soul, because if you are talking, the dead knows nothing, the dead don't talk. So if you are talking, I know you are living. So we are a soul. Or if there is no more life, you are a dead soul. But there's no other type of soul. But the devil created one. One that can sin and never dies, never have to answer. There's no consequence. Fascination with death and evil. Throughout the ages, interest for old pagan and diabolic beliefs have multiplied around the world, United States, and all over the world. I read an article written by a Catholic church saying that they are against. By the way, I don't like to use the word Halloween, because that word is a lie. Do you know what Halloween means? Holy Eve. There is only one thing that is holy. This today is holy. Today is holy. But tomorrow, it's a lie. Tomorrow is not holy. By the way, some of you say a lie without even realize. You call holidays. There is no holidays except the Sabbath. The only holiday is the Sabbath. Halloween is not. Last night was Halloween. I'm confusing everybody, right? What do you mean, Pastor? Last night was Halloween, because that's what it says, Holy Eve. The only Eve that is holy is after sunset, when the Sabbath starts. There is no such thing as Halloween. I hope you understand. Yes, the devil say, go ahead, step on the principles, step on the law, break the law, there is no consequence. Have you realized what is happening to our society? Our society is promoting crime. Our leaders is telling people, you can go to somebody else's property, take up to $800, I don't know if it's $800, $900, say take home, and there will be no charge, no consequence. Why? These rich people, they don't need it. You can get some. They are the cause of all the problems that we have in our society. And so people are being motivated to steal. Now they didn't want to only go to the stores because they got tired of how many of those stuff you can have. So now they start to go into houses. And it's going to get worse, brothers and sisters, if the leadership of our country continue having an affair with crime, with anarchy, this country is going to be destroyed. And you and your children will affect myself and my children, grandchildren will be affected. He keeps saying, you will not die. Do not be shaped by this world, brothers and sisters. Stop learning from the world. God put you here to become a teacher, not a student of the world. You need to teach. You need to go and show the light. Instead, be changed within by a new way of thinking. By the way, repentance means literally think different. Change your thinking. That's what repentance means. Then you will be able to decide what God wants for you. You will know what is good and pleasing to Him and what is perfect. Romans 12, verse 2, New Century Version. Again, in Ephesians 5, verse 15, New Living Translation, Paul said this, don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Don't be a fool. Don't keep repeating things just because somebody said something and you just embrace and go on. Therefore, come out from among them and be holy. That's what separate means. Be holy, says the Lord. Be holy as I am holy. Do not touch what is unclean, because then you will no longer be holy. Leave the unclean stuff alone. Some of you know what the word chancho means. Anybody here knows what the word chancho means? Chancho. Pork. Okay, unclean. Somebody asked me once, they says, why don't you eat pork? I said, because I don't like to eat the garbage can. We need that little fellow to go in clean, because this is actually a blessing that they exist, because they destroy what may end up destroying me. They have to consume the things that can multiply and get bacteria and more disease in the world. So why am I going to eat the trash can, the trash collector? By the way, that's the same thing with the shrimp, lobster, which is the cucaracha of the sea, and all that garbage. And it's, I go to a restaurant and I see people come with a plate with legs everywhere. You know, all the whole, and they go like this so much, and they grab those legs and it, I wish they could see a picture of themselves as, what in the world? Do not touch what is unclean. Do not touch. Isn't that exactly what God told Adam and Eve? Don't touch. Most of us think that God said, don't eat. He said, don't touch. Don't take even the step. Some of us, as a Seventh-day Adventist, sometimes we don't eat. But in a symbolic way, we touch it. We spend too much time paying attention to things that we're not supposed to even be looking at. Don't touch with your eyes. Don't touch with your senses. Walk away from what is unclean, because you are holy. You were created to be holy. You are created to be saved. You are created to be eternal. Stay away from what kills. The wages of sin kills. And how, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing for you, Paul says. Philippians 4, verse 8, New Living Translation, he says, fix your thoughts in what is true. Protect yourself against lie by feeding yourself with what is true and right. And what? And what? Think of the things that are excellent. I know that some people sometimes, they are too lazy to seek excellence. Sometimes they are asked to do something, they just barely do things. Brothers and sisters, when you are a Christian, you should always strive to be excellent in everything you try to do. Do you understand what I'm saying? Don't be lazy with your eternal life. The price will be too high to pay. Think about things that are excellent, and you become excellent in everything you do. And worth of praise. What is a soul? We already know this. You take a nobody, and you add a breath to a nobody, and it becomes a breath. Nobody. But what happened? God did not make a body and put a soul into it. The dust did not embody a soul. But with the breath of life, the body became a living creature, a living soul. The Romans and all the daughters of the Babylon says, personal immortality is the endless conscious existence of the individual. Basically, they are saying the same thing. You will not die. By the way, do you know why they have this, what they call Halloween? Because the Roman Church adopt November the 1st, the soul day. And then November the 2nd, all. So the first for few, you know, the few gods that they put in heaven there for us to pray for. Peter, Paul, and all the rest. And now it's John Paul, Teresa, they're all there. Okay? So they want us to pray for those gods. And so they say, not only they don't die, but just like the devil said, they will become like God. And now they ask for us to pray for them. I mean, ask them, not to. But this is what the whole idea. They created what they say that they don't like it. Because that is a diabolical breath. It's not a soul. Job 33 verse 4, it says, the Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life. What gives life? The breath of the Almighty. As long as I am alive and God's breath of life is in my nose, My lips will not speak evil. Why? Because then I'll be dead. And my tongue will not tell a lie, because the lie kills. Job 27, 3 and 4, New Century Version. Now then I shall the dust return to the earth as it was. So what does dust goes? Dust goes to the dust. Okay? And what goes to God? This is a King James. The King James says the Spirit. No, it's not the Spirit goes back to God. Just the breath shall return unto God who gave it. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 7. This is a King James. And I did this so that you know that some versions has been influenced. And the King James a lot. If you want to find soul all over the place, the King James has, and I'm not here speaking against the King James. I'm just saying the King James has been influenced, and you please be aware of this when you read. Who goes up to up at death? Who goes up when they die? Who goes up? Nobody. Do you know if you separate nobody, you know what it means? No. Body. But that's what the devil is saying. Nobody goes to heaven. Nobody goes to purgatory. You understand that I'm separating the no from the body, right? I'm not saying nobody. I'm saying no body. Why? Because the body is in the grave. And so the body stays here, and nobody went there because it has no body. That's what they're saying. Nobody goes to heaven. Now, when we go with God is going to come and change this body into a perfect. But look at what it says here. Breath is going through. His breath goes forth. He returned to the earth, dust to dust. In that, but what it says? It says he returned to earth. It didn't say the body returned to earth, and he goes, ooh, somewhere. It says he, the person goes back to the dust. In that very day, the dots perish. Pause. Just put on pause until Jesus Christ comes and push the button. You see, nobody goes to heaven, okay? Nobody. Those that went to heaven, they with their body. So they are somebody. Enoch was somebody. That's why he went to heaven. Somebody went. But nobody never go to heaven. Do you understand what I'm trying to say, right? Yeah. Psalm 146, verse 4. That's a King James Version. I said, what good will it do if I die or if I go down to the grave? Dust cannot praise God. Nobody prays from the grave. It cannot speak about your truth. Breath is gone. Thoughts gone. Nobody. Psalms 30, verse 9, New King James. Here comes another one. Dead people do not praise the Lord. Those in the grave are silent. Yes, they are nobody. Nobody goes up. Psalms 115, 17. By the way, you can find hundreds of verses about this. If there is something that is very solid. Now a question. What is in the grave? Nobody. Oh yes, somebody's there. The body's there. The people are there. Everybody. Under those stones there, there is people there. That's they are. That's where they are. They are there until the Lord comes and tells them, wake up and transform them. Look what it says. What is in the grave? Dust minus breath is in here. That's what it is. Everyone who has buried here is still there. Unless somebody came and dug their body and stole it. Anyway, but no. That's a... Now, do you think the people from the grave can talk? This guy can. By the way, this is a real picture. This individual was a homeless. So he decided, he became creative. He didn't want to be evicted. So he went to the cemetery, to his parents' grave. He opened it, and that's where he lives. I mean, that's where he's dying, basically. A homeless living in his parents' grave. By the way, I saw in a news from the Philippines.
Yes, sir.
A lot of people, but I'm talking about a huge amount of people, decide to move to the cemetery because they were homeless, living in the cemetery. I don't know if some of you that are Filipinos have seen this. Enormous. I was shocked to see. And probably when they send this out, probably in all the nations will copy and people will go to the cemetery because no one will bother them there. Direct your children unto the right path. We mentioned this before. And when they are older, they will not leave it. Proverbs, again, we use this verse 3 times because we want to be very clear in your mind. Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming, which what is going to happen?
All who are in the graves.
Who are in the graves? According to the Roman Catholic Church, nobody. Just the body. I mean, nobody is in heaven according to them. But if they are already in heaven, what is Jesus coming to here to pick up what? Is he coming here to pick up bodies? Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming which all who are in the graves will hear his voice. How can the body hear the voice if the person is not there? Do you see the confusion? Let me share this. I know my time is away. I'm about to finish, okay? One family, I mentioned this before, one Catholic individual asked me, Pastor, I have a question for you. Is it okay to pray for the dead? And I told this person, come inside. We're going to start a Bible study. Come inside. And why don't you ask this question to Jesus himself? Because if I tell you, you're going to say, oh, you're just a young pastor. You probably, because you are Seventh-day Adventist, you answer the way is convenient for you. And he was surprised, says, come. I know you love Christ and you respect what he have to say. He came in and I told his relative that was given by study. He wants to know if it's okay to pray for the dead. And I told him that Jesus is going to answer the question. They also look at what is going to happen. And then they had a family Bible, the big Bible on the top of their desk. I opened in John 5, 28 and 29. And I read this. Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming, which all, how many?
All
who are in the graves will hear his voice. And what is going to happen? And come forth, those who have done good to the resurrection of life. So they will be resurrected, right? If a person is alive, he cannot be resurrected. Resurrection is only for the dead. So it makes sense that resurrected to life, resurrection. And those who have done evil to what? Are they going to get up to be barbecued? And I don't say this in a bad way. I just say that sadly that's the bad picture, but that's what it is. Resurrection to be condemned. Resurrection to have eternal life. All of them. Oh, I think by mistake I put this again. I think I want you to get this straight in your mind. And look, teach your children right again. Yes, because of this. You see what has happened to this child? He's been at this age. He's not even a year old yet. Is being exposed to the lie that something ugly, something spiritual, something evil is a game. It's supposed to be fun. Some of you here may be from Mexico or are familiar with Mexico. They celebrate the Day of the Dead, Día de los Muertos. And they dress little kids as skeletons. And now they even have a saint, a god that they created. They call the Holy Death, created by gangsters, drug dealers. And it's infesting everywhere. Now they have altars for people to pray homage to death. Yes, they are building an altar. And I showed this to you before. In your house, what are you putting in your altar? What are you doing with your children? Yes, it's the sun and the sun. You're either worshiping one or worshiping the other. What are you doing with your life, with your children? This is the time of the year that we should be separated from those things. Do not touch what is unclean. Don't, brothers and sisters, don't. But even if we or an angel from heaven preach you something else that is lie, please be careful. Now you may say, Pastor, you're taking a long time with this message. It has been taking a long time. Satan has been working with us for so long. So hang in there because we are about to finish. As we have said before, and we say again, anybody who preaches you something what goes beyond this book is a lie, is from the evil one. Don't spend time listening to it. Galatians 1 verse 8 and 9. Let's all, by God's grace, live with the conviction that God chose us to live eternally. When he said, do not disobey because the wages of sin is death, you don't want to get be paid that way, right? I rather receive from God's grace than from the fortunes of the devil, because the price that he charges too much. Brothers and sisters, tell other people with kindness, okay? Please don't shovel religion in their face. Be compassionate, be firm, be consistent. Remember what I used to say here, the KFC? KFC is not Kentucky Fried Chicken, okay? It's kindness, firmness, it's consistency. That's what a Christian should be. And that's my wish that you do with your lives. God bless. Let's stand together. And I know whom I have believed. Oh, yes, I do know.